very warm welcome to the best podcast in the world. Welcome to the Strength and Skills Podcast. This is your host, Nick Tibuzek, and with me is an weighted calisthenics / streetlifting athlete and coach, and he's pretty strong. And I think by the topic that we have today, this is very important to say, because the topic today is mobility. And why this is important to say that he is strong is we don't want to talk about the mobility of skinny people today. We want to talk about mobility of strong people today. And that's a very, very important one. Here is Rado Bosic. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that's pretty good, I would say.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. For those who don't know you, I think you can tell a little bit about you and your story in strength and mobility.
Yeah, so just as you said, my name is Rado. I'm a weighted calisthenics athlete. Not so long ago, I also became a coach. I'm currently studying sports sciences at the Technical University here in Munich. And yeah, 5 years ago, I started this journey of becoming stronger. And during that journey, I also kind of discovered that mobility plays a big role in this. And from my own experience and kind of discovering a lot of stuff on the internet, I basically gathered a lot of quote-unquote knowledge, which I basically would like to share today and currently share with a lot of people who want to achieve their mobility goals.
I love that. And I need to say here right now, Rado is doing a very, very good job right now, as he's doing my mobility routines. And I think we have some progress right here, making this rock a sneaky snake.
I forgot to mention that I'm currently doing an internship at Barbell Coaching, which is an awesome experience. And during that, I got the opportunity to coach Nick, so to coach the coach. And I'm kind of getting my revenge with all this mobility stuff.
And he takes it. He takes it. Oh, shit. I'm experiencing a lot of pain right now. But I do enjoy. All right. I think we can start off with the first question right here. What would you say in this big field, what is mobility?
That's a good question. The field is definitely diversified. Have a lot of small groups who each one of them has a definition for themselves, but there is no single answer to this question. You can maybe break it down into the ranges you use in everyday life, because you actually, I would say that mobility is the strength to get into deeper ranges. So, and also the ability to move in there. It's not something passive, it's something that you use and that you actively have to put in energy to get into by yourself. So yeah.
I would absolutely agree. As something that I experienced myself, I was already able to do a bridge, I think 2 or 3 years ago. It was a proper one, and I actually did it to get better in my handstand. And my handstand went a lot better by the bridge, but only because I was able to move in the bridge the right way. I didn't just stretch into it. So in the end, it was kind of exorcism when I was able to even walk in the bridge. And yeah, that was actually my best, I think, of mobility in that area, because that was for me the sign, okay, you can actually move in this rangers, in these rangers. And that was very important to me, because at that point I saw the big carryover into my handstand. And it was not only, okay, I do open up my shoulders and all that helps. No, it was actually how to get a real straight line was really about how to really know which muscle do you have to involve right now and being able to do so.
Yeah, for sure. Quite often comes like mobility is more on the active side of things and flexibility is more passive. That's the way some people like to formulate it, but you can often see that those two terms are used interchangeably. And I'm personally not against that. You can definitely use both of them. But yeah, just to kind of bring in some more definitions.
Yeah, I would say the same from my experience, that it's not only about having movement in a certain range. Also, sometimes the passive one is a very important base to get the strength into these ranges.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
That's what I experience right now a lot with the routines you're giving to me. That we first make the range and then we fill the range with strength. And that's something I definitely enjoy doing so. As I definitely feel how much it helps me to develop this.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
One thing I would really like to talk about is, I know especially in strength sports, loads of people are talking about, yeah, mobility is something you just need as much mobility as you need for your performance. And for me, yes, it's true, but I would say it depends. As from some views, I would say it makes absolutely sense to have some kind of more range in some positions just to be safe, to have that range and definitely have a control in it. How would you say, how much mobility do you really need?
Yeah, just as you said, it depends, but I would definitely say that there is a too much. You kind of need to be really careful with that, and you need to give the right dosage to the person. It's always individualized. You can't give a single answer to that, because, for example, a powerlifter definitely doesn't have to learn split. That time could be wisely used to definitely introduce something like recovery methods, and maybe the time could be spent resting, recovering for new sessions. But this still doesn't mean that the powerlifter should neglect mobility work he needs to have an easier time getting into the ranges he needs. So yeah, for sure. Getting into deeper ranges might help you and will definitely carry over to easier movements. For example, if you use a pancake to open up your hips, you will have an easier time squatting for sure. But of course, this can go to the extreme, to the point where you have too much range and you get into ranges where you potentially don't have the stability. And this is a kind of tricky and pretty risky field to be in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely people should do their mobility to the point actually what they need to do. They need to discover what their weaknesses are and work on those, trigger those before the session so that they have an easier time getting into those ranges.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What would you say from all the experience? I mean, like everybody is like, I don't like to do the mobility. It's so hard or it just takes too much time and all that stuff.
Yeah. I think it's just as always kind of the product of the modern way of thinking, and that you want to sell everything and that everything becomes quote unquote sexy. And the mobility term is actually far-fetched from what it actually is. I mean, if you just sit down, you know, squat and spend time there, this is already quality mobility. You don't have to foam roll for 40 minutes. This isn't necessary. It's just, I mean, yeah. Comes way too often that people do the stuff that they don't need to do, expect results, and then they are actually disappointed because they didn't achieve what they wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
So yeah.
In terms of that, I mean, it's pretty clear. The big thing about mobility is we have to do it nowadays because we lost it.
Yeah.
Somewhere on the way of life. So in the end, mobility training is, I would say so, it's not so special or something. Because in the end, it's very normal.
Yeah.
In the end, I have to say, I'm definitely not on the mover side of life. but I have to say, they do have some points of being able to move. I mean, we have lots of people, especially in strength sport, and this is in calisthenics. It is in calisthenics like that, and it's in every strength sport right now like that. People are not even able to scratch their back.
Yeah.
And go on.
Then you have this classic image of a strength athlete or a power lifter, whatever, that can't get properly into ranges and everything hurts if he touches his toes or something like that. So yeah, we definitely want to avoid that. I personally found that the times I did mobility work the least, that I was mostly prone to injuries, and injuries occurred quite often then. And this is not to say that mobility work will protect you from injuries. It's just that by neglecting the mobility and preparatory drills, I was actually getting into quite inconvenient positions, not the ones that I was used to. And because of that, I wasn't loading the structures properly, which might develop potential injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Something to keep in mind.
I think this is something that is less, it is less like that with the hips, as I wouldn't say your hips don't need that much mobility. I wouldn't say so, but I would say your shoulders definitely need more mobility work than the hip usually.
For sure, yeah. Because if you look at the shoulder joint, it has a bigger range of motion and it can move through a lot of planes compared to the hip. And yeah, definitely need to tackle this one a bit more.
Yeah. That's something I'm thinking of that a lot, as especially in calisthenics, we all know how much we do to the shoulders. I mean, when we look into the weighted calisthenics / street lifting competitions like that, I mean, we have three lifts that go on the shoulders, like muscle ups, pull ups, chin ups, and dips. And in all of the movements, you just have to have the shoulders involved. So so in our sport, we definitely have to take care of all these structures and make sure we take care so that we don't get injured. And as you already said, we can't stop ourselves from being injured. I mean, it will happen.
Of course, yeah.
At some point, yeah. I think there will be no good athlete out there who never has anything. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I think it is something that we neglect too much, that we don't take care enough of the shoulders, definitely. That's something, yeah, we always have these problems.
Yeah.
All right. To round it up a little bit, because this will be not the last talk about mobility. So we just had a little bit about what is mobility and all that stuff. Going a little bit into it, what would you say, what are the most important moves or positions or goals to have in the mobility direction?
Yeah, we basically need to kind of look our everyday positions that we spend the most time in and actually search for contrasts of it, so the opposites. For example, if your shoulders are constantly into flexion caused by sitting the whole day, you definitely want to bring them into more extension. You definitely want to bring your thoracic spine into more extension, move the hips through flexion and extension, of course. So I would say that something like a bridge and a squat, maybe even the pancake, would be the basic movements that every healthy person should be able to do. Well, not for, I wouldn't say the pancake and the bridge should be mandatory, but for example, the squat, I think that most of the people should be able to do it.
Yeah. Of course, you will have some Scottish people with certain bone positions that doesn't allow it. But from my experience with, actually, I have worked with hundreds of people now. All of them, taught the right way, can get into at least into an air squat position. Yep. Just sitting in that position. Everybody is able to do that without dying. And I'm not talking about actually a back squat or something like that.
Yeah. No,
just talking about squats it. I think everybody's able to do it.
But yeah, when you look at the kids at the street, the kids basically chill out in that position. And this is something we lose during the years simply by not moving enough, not spending time there.
Yeah.
Which is quite often now.
Of course, there's this one thing with the kids, that everybody likes to talk about then. Yeah, but when they are so small, the bones are different to what we are at when we are at an adult age. Yes, but if you go into not Western cultures, all the people can do it at every age. And it's just us Western assholes being not able to do it.
I have to laugh because I have Slavic origins and my grandma and grandpa also chill in that position, which is awesome. I love to see that.
Yeah. It's completely normal in most cultures in the world.
Exactly.
Actually, it's a Western problem.
Yeah.
So we can say most of the mobility stuff we are doing right now to get into positions we want to reach right now are pretty normal human positions.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy, actually.
And you're basically tackling this quote unquote primal patterns that you have in yourself, which is, definitely an interesting topic.
So this comes back to the moving culture.
Exactly.
But that's something very, very interesting. As you said, you have your kind of big two or three of mobility with a bridge, a squat pattern, or maybe even a pancake stretch. Getting into this, what would you say how hard is it to get actually into these positions if you really want it?
This is highly individual. You have people who can get the pancake in a matter of months, and you have someone who will for whom it will take several years. But I think the most important thing that people lack when it comes to mobility stuff is they lack structure, they lack programming, and they don't view the mobility stuff as strength training. So you don't have the consistency and you don't track the variables. And because of that, you can't apply progressive overload. That's why I said at the start, you kind of need to view this mobility work as getting stronger in those ranges. Mm-hmm. So why would we look at a bit different? It definitely takes a bit more time than regular strength training, but similar principles apply. There is no single answer to that question. I think that most of the people can definitely achieve a good pancake and a really good bridge. With the middle splits, it's kind of iffy because it depends a lot on the hip structure. Of course, the squat should be doable by everyone. An air squat, yeah.
I love that. That's the most important takeaway right here.
For sure.
Having this structure, consistency,
yeah,
and the will to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you really need to be patient with this one, because changes don't occur from week to week. It can be on a month-to-month basis. So being patient, and this is the biggest problem with mobility stuff, and why you don't see a lot of people out there who are really bendy. It's because it takes time, and you need to be patient, and you need to be consistent with it. So yeah.
But to bring it to a very positive end, from my experience, I always really, really benefit from getting more mobile and getting my ranges, because especially when it comes to overhead mobility, this is always the point that fucks up my performance.
Yep.
It is like that. I gotta say that. And then we are experimenting with this a lot with our athletes right now and putting pretty much all of them into their own mobility routines. And having all these people in there, seeing them doing the mobility stuff is something all of them are doing their PRs right now and getting more flexible, mobile, and still getting stronger.
Yeah.
So one does not affect the other in a bad way if you do it the right way.
For sure. That's something that comes a lot in the industry right now, is you can either be flexible, but you have to be weak, or you have to be strong and stiff, which is kind of both of these, I didn't say variables, but I don't know the right word for it. I kind of connected. So the stiffness with the strength and the flexibility with the weakness, which definitely shouldn't be the case and isn't the case. When you look at our athletes, which is awesome, and it just shows that thesis of I can't get strong and flexible at the same time, it's just wrong.
Yeah. And this is why I opened up with this strong and flexible people, or mobile.
Exactly.
Being able to move and being strong is the message you should take away from here.
That's it.
All right. I think that was perfect for the first episode of Talking About Mobility.
Awesome. Right.
Thank you so much for being guests in here. If somebody wants to reach out to you, how can somebody reach out to you?
Yeah, I'm mostly active on Instagram. You can just find me there. Pretty straightforward. Rado, Vosage,
/.
RADO.
Underscore.
Underscore, exactly. VOSIC. Yeah, you can just find me there. Don't post so often, but yeah. Nowadays, I'll try to be a bit more active in there.
But when you post, it's most of the time pretty much while you're in there.
Yeah.
All right. That's perfect. So if you want to reach out to Rado and want to get a little bit more flexible and, of course, also strong, you can definitely reach out to Rado, talk a little bit to him, and then he will direct you to our website, and then you go to barbellcoaching.de, and then we make you strong and mobile. All right, that's it. Thank you for being at the show, Rado.
And thank you. Had an awesome time.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too.